From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports for the Times Union that the local nonprofit Spark of Hudson has started a new initiative called Hudson Dots, which, and I quote, aims to ensure warm and welcoming homes for our community, stabilize rents, and create additional affordable housing, end quote. The group is not yet adding to the local housing stock in Hudson of new affordable places to live, but is improving current conditions. The organization has bought several properties of a major Hudson landlord and is renovating the units. Tenants are relocated to other newly renovated apartments with the option of returning to the original units once work is completed. Landlord Phil Gellert sold Spark of Hudson 7 buildings with an 8th under contract. Gellert says he has sold 36 buildings over the years, and all but one buyer before this demanded that all tenants be evicted before the sale. Gellert said, and I quote, buyers would insist that I would sell the apartments vacant and they would upgrade them, but then they would not rent to the same kind of working class tenant that had been there. This was the first time I ever sold a building of mine to somebody that made a serious effort to improve the lives of the people who lived there, end quote. Michelle Tulow, Hudson's Housing Justice Director, said the initiative was, and I quote, offering our residents housing stability while improving housing quality. Over the past few years, we've seen a lot of rental housing flip and converted into vacation rentals or luxury apartments. Not only is Hudson Dots preventing displacement of residents, but it's upgrading the quality and gently increasing the rental housing supply, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany has declared bankruptcy. Of the state's 8 Catholic dioceses, it is the 5th to declare bankruptcy. The action puts any Child Victims Act sexual abuse lawsuits against the diocese on pause. The Albany Diocese includes Greene County and 13 other upstate counties. Bishop Edward B. Schaffenberger blamed the bankruptcy on all the sexual abuse lawsuits filed against the church. Schaffenberger said, and I quote, as more Child Victims Act cases reach large settlements, our limited self-insurance funds, which have been paying those settlements, have been depleted. The Chapter 11 filing is the best way at this point to ensure that all victim survivors with pending CVA litigation will receive some compensation, end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that Democrats in the New York legislature want some sort of minimum wage increase in the state budget this year. They just have not agreed on the size and scale of the increase. Currently, the minimum wage is $15 an hour in New York City area and $14.20 north of Westchester County. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said, and I quote, we didn't say a specific rate, but we do know we need to raise the wages of the lowest paid New Yorkers and then begin indexing. So we'll be discussing what that is, but I think it's very, very important, end quote. Indexing means automatically increasing the minimum wage when inflation rises. Ultimately, representatives of the state Senate and Assembly will negotiate the increase with Governor Kathy Hochul. The state budget is due April 1st, and you can read the full story in New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.